Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey.
Hi, welcome to the I Create Daily podcast, a movement for creators serious about your art. I'm Leora.
And I'm Devani.
And today we're going to do a short coffee break session. Devani and I like to get into interesting conversations about people that inspire us, quotes that inspire us, or whatever kind of topic has come up for the day in particular. And so we'd like to share some of those conversations with you. So please be sure to also let us know what kind of things and what kind of conversations you would like to hear us have, you would like to join in with us having. Today, it is about the topic of motivation, which is timely, given that it's still January 2018 at the time we're recording this.
Yes. And so today's quote is by Jim Ryan, an American Olympic athlete, and it says, "Motivation is what gets you started, and habit is what keeps you going."
Yeah, so that's something that most people can identify with. Somebody asked, I heard, in fact, Gary Vaynerchuk is, if you've been listening to our podcast, you know that he's one of the thought leaders that we enjoy following and that we get inspiration from. Especially if, you know, just because he's just so fired up and so highly motivated. And I heard him answer that question when I asked him, what keeps you motivated? And he says, I just am. It's just natural and inherent and innate within him. And I think that that's certainly true, that for some people it comes, I mean, there's no question that for some people it comes easier than others.
It's like any talent or skill that just like some people develop the skill of dancing over many, many, many years. And some people seem like they were just born with that natural talent. And so it's the same with motivation. There are definitely some people where it's just like, it's easy for them to seem motivated all the time. And for others, it's more of a dedicated practice that they have to remember and remind themselves about.
Yeah. And so I can identify with having trouble with motivation, but I have been predominantly a motivated person most of my life. I have had periods where I wasn't, so I can understand that struggle. Or, you know, days. We all have days. What's important, though, regardless of whether you wake up motivated on a given day, is sort of like what keeps you going even when you don't feel motivated. And so that's where we can pick up with what?
Waking up in the morning.
No, habits.
I was thinking about one of the things that I'm not like always motivated to do, which is waking up early. And so that is a habit that I'm actually working on changing this year.
Well, and besides, I turned to you like you knew the answer that I was thinking of. So that's fine. You were thinking about your waking up habit, and which you committed to. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about, so because we have been talking about this a lot, you just didn't know what I was saying when I looked at you like then at that moment. But if you don't start out motivated, then habits are what get you into the motivational state. So in other words, you don't have to worry about whether or not you're motivated if you make the commitment to show up. And as you were saying, get up early and to do what you want, what it is you aspire to do, then that habit will become automatic and you don't have to set it in motion anymore. You don't have to get your mindset right. You just say, okay, it's not an option. This is what I mean.
You know, it's interesting you say that because we interviewed Matthew Turner on one of the episodes, and he was talking about how there are certain things we do just as part of being human that we don't think about. So most of us brush our teeth every morning or every evening before bed or at lunch or whenever, and that's not something we think about. That's something we do. We all shower regularly. That's something we do. We all, you know, we have specific meal times. Those are things that we just automatically do. We don't think generally, oh, do I need to brush my teeth right now? Oh, do I need to shower right now? It's just an automatic thing to do. And so what he was talking about is just sort of how can you integrate other habits that you want to just do naturally into something where your mind just goes, oh, that's just what I do. So if you're a creator and you really struggle with trying to create that time, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour or however long to make something each day, whether it's writing your novel, creating that painting, finishing a project, figure out ways that you show up no matter what, because that's just what you do, period.
Yeah. And one of the things for me that, I mean, we all do this, and that is we're much more likely to keep an appointment with somebody else than with ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, if you have a doctor's appointment, if you have a job that you go to right now and you're not full-time in your creative endeavor, then you show up for work because you are expected to. So what it is
And before you move on, you don't, it's like you, it's the second you get a job, like you go into the whole interview process or you land a client, whatever your style is right now, the second that happens, you show up to do the thing. There's no, like, you don't take like 3 weeks to develop this habit to show up to work at the right time. You show up to work at the right time, because if you don't, you're gone. Yeah. Or if you don't, your client fires you or whatever it is. So it's a very interesting thing that you mentioned. When somebody else expects us to be there, we're right there.
Yeah. So a lot of people, and many creatives, in fact, that's what they share with us. Those who join the mastermind and challenge, those who are a part of our free I Create Daily group, Facebook group, they share that one of their biggest issues or needs is accountability. And it really is, because if we just keep it in our head as, you know, I would like to write, I want to become a writer, then the next morning when the bed is warm and cozy and we don't really want to get up, it's so easy not to. Mm-hmm. And then we just keep kicking that can down the road until the weeks, months, and years have gone by and we haven't achieved what it is we want to achieve. So don't let that happen to you. Make a commitment to yourself. Keep that commitment by making it an appointment. Schedule it. Put it in your calendar. Yes. Let someone else know about it. Join the I Create Daily group and ask people there to hold you accountable. We have the 90-day goals journal that we'll link to in the show notes as well. And that really, really helps people keep on track. It helps us keep, we're using it. Mm-hmm. We love it. Helps you keep on track with the saying, this is what I want to do, and this is what I'm going to do to get it done, and this is when. And it makes such a difference. So what gets scheduled gets done.
Absolutely. And along the lines of just scheduling it and doing it and telling other people is find a way that really intrinsically motivates you, whether it's time, you know, a lot of people talk about they have to donate money to a charity they don't like, or whatever, like, triggers you to doing the thing, do that. And one way that I have found very helpful is tying a goal to something that I already have to do anyway. So, for example, something that I always found hard was doing evening rituals of, like, what did I do today? Like, so we have our 90-day goal journal, and we've been using that. And there's an evening portion of, you know, reviewing your day, which for a while, like, that's just, it's not a habit for me. My thing before bed is not to write in a journal. It's just to go to bed. And so if I tie it to something I do in the evening, like getting ready for bed, and okay, so I have to get ready for bed. And so part of that process before I do that is I write in my journal. And so you've tied that thing that you need to do every evening, whatever habit it is, or any time of the day, to something that you already do, that's already part of your schedule. And that might help you develop a habit, because then you're already doing it with something else that's a habit.
So in the case of your journal, for instance, it might be laying it on your pillow with a pen, mm-hmm. you know, at the ready, so that then all you have to do is flip it open. Because exactly. Then here's the thing. It's not just setting up habits that make us successful and to do the things we want to do, but then also, if you sat on the pillow, for instance, and decided when you went to bed, I don't want to do this, I'm too tired, you have to consciously make an excuse to yourself in that moment.
Exactly.
And we don't really want to do that, because the more we make excuses, the more we become them.
And many people, like, there's a lot of people who want a goal of, we have a member in our group who wants to make it a goal of not, you know, flipping through their phone, you know, 30 minutes for, you know, 15, 30 minutes before they fall asleep in bed. And so a lot of us use our phones and our technology as our reminders to do things. And so, but if your goal is, you know, an hour before bed, I don't touch my phone, I put it up, I put my computer up, I put my technology up, you need to have environmental cues around you, whether it's a post-it note on your mirror, putting a journal on your bed, whatever it is, you need the reminder in your environment to do the action too.
And so the biggest takeaway for today's coffee break, I think, then, is the power of habit.
Yes.
And habit becomes consistent. And the more consistency we have in our lives around the things we want to do, such as creating daily, the more we get done and more it happens.
So definitely share if you want in the comments, whether it's on Facebook, wherever you're watching this, send us a email, a Facebook message, a tweet, whatever. And if there's a habit you're struggling with and maybe a solution that you might have, we'd love to hear about it. We'd love to help you. We'd love if you want to join the group to get accountability, but just definitely find a way to establish routine and habit, because that's what ultimately gets you where you want to go.
Right. Until the next time.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.